following podcast may contain spoilers.
Fuck Donald Trump, bitch. Fuck Donald Trump, bitch.
Hello and welcome to Binge Movies, episode 85. I'm Jason. This is the show that looks at movies, sequels, reboots, franchises, and flops. We give our definitive rankings, try to determine what film should be preserved for all time, even beyond the end times, in our no copyright infringement intended vault, as voted by you, the people. And this is the season 4.3 result show.
Fake ass fuck boy, drop him in a hurry. The left wing coming, yo, we got him getting worried. Donnie, you ain't gonna be getting nothing.
Well, Combat Jones, we are here at the end of another epic season, a colossal battle of really wills, a colossal battle of good versus evil, some might say. There were a lot of things at stake, and as the votes began to come in, it did not look immediately good because there were those usurpers, there were those people with very stringent views who were advocating for a particular film. If you did not listen to our last movie standing episode where it came down to Joe and his unnamed opponent, which was revealed to be me, and I will address that later in the pod, go ahead and listen to that because we're going to be spoiling the entire season in this results episode. If you don't care, if you've already listened to that, then you've been warned. Joe came in, you've said that like a couple of times now.
You didn't know that? He was filling in for me. I paid Joe off. He was my champion. He was defending me, defending my honor.
Defending your honor. You don't have any honor. You're a producer. You're a reverend without honor. That's why you're on this show. Your name's Reverend Ass. How much honor could you want?
I want some more, which is why I went to Joe. I was hoping...
Is this because your nickname is now Reverend Ass? Have you been taking it personally and now you have a vendetta against me or something? What's this about?
No, Reverend Ass is the best nickname I've ever had.
So many asses, so little time. A little tight one can stop me on a dime.
It's catching on Twitter, man. People are now calling you the good reverend and exactly. All kind of shit. No, yeah, you're the ass man now.
I got my ass whooped. Everyone knows that.
Well, hang on. We're not there yet.
Let me go.
Go ahead.
I need to bring in heavy artillery to come defend me. And so I called the sweet pea. I called in Joe.
Called the angel,
and he came to my rescue. And when you called out, did anybody come to your rescue?
I didn't call out for somebody to compete on my side. I called out for both people to come on the show because I was just going to be, you were going to be the impartial moderator, which you went back on your word because you weren't impartial at all, apparently, because you had a guy in your pocket.
Won the coin flip that you couldn't see.
I thought that I booked Joe as a friend to come to the show against another podcaster. That podcaster backed out. So the real question is, did you pay off the other guy that was supposed to be in the show?
Possibly.
God damn you. I knew you were a plant.
I did not.
You have been sent here by the dark movie overlords. You are a suppressive person. You have been sent here to fuck with my mind. They let me go.
Well,
and I thought, maybe they have humanity. Maybe now that I'm out of this bunker, they have a shred of decency and I can begin to live a humane and human life again. I can be a whole person again. And then they throw me in Akron, Ohio, which is a shithole. And then they throw me into a video store during a global pandemic. And by happenstance, business is now booming. So I guess that's all right. But they don't give me a bed. Hey, don't give me a cot. Hey, I don't even have a futon.
I want to make one thing clear. One thing.
I sleep on Mac and Me crates. I sleep on Mac and Me crates. And then I think, okay, why would they give me so much freedom? Why would they give me such a wonderful life that's so much better than the one I had? Now sleep on these Mac and Me crates. And the realization hits me is that you're a plant and you're here. You're here to fuck me over.
No. Well, yes, but not, no. Because the reason they're not, Walt Disney Company had nothing to do with that payment. That was all me. That was me because I wanted revenge for being embarrassed for my family denying me.
Get a better family. What am I supposed to say?
I tried, but they already said three families is enough. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I see. You're in your third family.
Yeah. Do I have luxuries that you don't have? Yes. Do I actually
toilet? You have a toilet, sir.
Yeah.
I thought at least when I came above ground, I would be able to leave the bucket life behind. But no. And now I don't even have a bucket boy. Leon's dead. Pat's MIA. And now I'm emptying my own buckets. Like an animal.
Yeah, I mean, you could point to
I tried
things.
To get that guy that's always screaming out there to empty the buckets for me, and, he, you know, he said he was waiting for a management position, so I don't know.
Yeah, you got to wait. I mean, did they, were they able to procure an early vaccination for maybe. I don't know. I'm not one to say. This is just my point. Do I have certain perks from being the producer? Yes. Yes, I do. But were one of those perks paying off those people? No.
It wasn't wait. But you have money to pay those people. Where does that money come from?
Listen, those are my personal affairs.
I'm putting in 70 hours into a local video store in 2020, and I don't even get paid.
You get paid? You get paid in Mac
and Me's. In what?
In Mac and Me's.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes.
You know what? If you really think about it, those are kind of worth gold now. They're like $70 a cassette. So,
yep. Yeah, the price got driven up on them. I mean, I don't want to say I don't make my money from here. I make my
money. I'm in the money. I'm in the money, boys. Woohoo! Making me money. Hey!
Plastic gold.
That's right. Well, as I was saying, before I realized that someone who I thought was a friend, maybe my only friend in the world, is betrayed me. That's gonna be a tough pill to swallow. As I was saying, Joe came in. He started making enemies, which I don't know if you paid him to piss off all of our guests, because he's calling out David Rosen for piecing it together, who has yet to invite me onto his show, but did dispute the results because Joe fucked up and couldn't keep dead heat from red heat straight. So now he's going to rule. He's going to 76B in the Last Movie Standing Binge Movies rule book and saying that Joe is disqualified and that was an illegal vote cast and it should be to disqualify the entire voting process and that dead heat should still be standing. That dead heat actually won. And in fact, you know, he came out Saturday morning. We put the poll up. The episode dropped Tuesday. We put the poll up Wednesday. It ran until Saturday morning. Great timing by me, by the way. the poll came out. The results were there. David Rosen tweets out, "I won Last Movie Standing, and it wasn't even close," all caps. And he's now threatening litigation. And good luck, because he's going to be going against the lawyers of the Not Walt Disney Corporation, not my personal lawyers. No. I think he's threatening to sue Real Spoilers as well. And they got that Peloton money thanks to the immortal Tom O'Keefe. So I don't think I don't think anything's going to come of that whatsoever. I think it's a frivolous lawsuit at best. But he's within his rights if he wants to try to dispute the results of the
I stand
of last
by my
movie
standing. And I stay by my champions.
Well, your champion called him out, so now we got controversy. We got heat with David Rosen. Then your boy decides to obliterate the Birdcage, which was your pick, which was also most of film Twitter picked the Birdcage.
I know.
When we put it up, everybody was like, we put up before the official poll went up, before everything went down to zero, we were posting, okay, this is what's on the guest list. This is what's on the short list. What do you guys think? What would you pick off of each? Almost everybody picked the Birdcage. Almost everybody. And he came in and just knocked that right off. So technically, the two of you should have heat, even though, because he was on your payroll and he still fucked you over. And you had the internet on your side. And had he picked the birdcage, probably would have fucking won.
And that's the irony of it, right? I'm looking for vindication through Joe.
Yeah.
And then Joe ends up Python my ass, fucking me over. Because if I would just
you want to know why?
I would have.
In your desperation, you turned to a man you didn't fully understand, you know? And that's Joe. Some people just want to see hot takes burn, and that's him. He's an agent of chaos, okay? That's Joe, okay? You know, we live in a society where people like Joe, they're not often heard. And so when you put a microphone in front of their face, they're gonna be the loudest voice in the room because, you know, they like to introduce little anarchy. So
they do.
You trusted, you were desperate, you trusted, you backed the wrong horse. And now your movie, which would have won, has been eliminated from cinematic history. So you pissed off film Twitter, your boy did, you know, as your avatar, okay?
Yeah.
And then the first lady of binge movies, and why do we call her that? We call her that because she's the first lady who has ever agreed and actually shown up and appeared on the show, not once, not twice, but soon to be three times.
Once.
She's a woman who showed up not just once, but we're going to end up showing up three times.
Three times.
A female podcaster who can hold her own amongst the muck that is binge movies, bringing her charm, bringing her laugh, bringing her wit, bringing all the things that our binge lords enjoy about her. She's our most popular guest, other than Paul. It's neck and neck between them. She is a co-champion of the Unnamed Trivia Game Paul. We have to sort it out between the two of them now. And Joe pissed her off because he comes in and he immediately, like, Independence Day is a pile of shit. It's
Fuck
gone.
That movie.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
So that's gone. And I think you maybe, out of nostalgia, could have had a chance to win had he picked Independence Day. But or instead, Birdcage. Combat Jones, what did your champion choose for you?
Halloween H2O.
Did you know it was over right then when he picked that movie?
Yes.
You fucked up! You fucked up!
I couldn't believe it.
I hung my head.
He won the coin toss to your point in control of.
You're assuming I accept the results. We're in the lead before the mail-in Twitter ballots.
David Rosen on us now.
I'm going to lock myself into my flat, my luxury flat, until I get my way. Or go golfing, depending on how I feel.
Well, the official results, if you couldn't tell, with record turnout as far as votes, the final results as of Saturday, November 7th, 2020.
Fuck.
Coming in with 70.6% of the vote, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which means Halloween H2O has been eliminated from cinematic history. And Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the first superhero movie and definitely the first MCU movie to be entered into the vault.
Grand irony behind it all is this. First off, my movie was a Twitter success. It's what everybody wanted on Twitter.
Second, one you picked, The Birdcage, yes.
And I brought someone in, that's two. And three, the argument you made was largely my original argument in my movie that got eliminated last season.
But Winter Soldier is the best
movie. I completely agree.
Of the MCU, the Winter Soldier is the best representation of it. So you have to have something MCU related into it. It might as well be.
And it's got to be
that one. Yes. So that means our vault, as it stands right now, with our most recent addition, is what? What is in the vault?
What is in the vault right now is Halloween, the original, T2, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Aladdin, Jurassic Park, Parasite, Toy Story, and just recently, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
If you're not following us on social media, you don't get to participate in this. We have so much stuff that goes on concurrently with our season. Not only are we interacting with our binge lords on a near daily basis, and we've been able to, I think, cultivate a pretty cool rapport relationship with some of our listeners. So if you're on Twitter and you're not following us at Binge Movies, you're kind of missing out. Yeah. You get to contribute throughout the season, and you get to contribute to what this show is all about. Every time we do a series of ranking episodes, it's all to determine what one film is worthy. Out of 25, 30 films, what one film is worthy of preservation for all time, even beyond the end times, in our vault. And we leave that up to you, the people, right? It's a really big challenge that we're up to here. We joke around. We're irreverent. We are strange. We're absurd. We're weird. I live in a closet in a video store in Akron, Ohio. But at the end of the day, we take movies seriously. Yep. And we take you seriously because we're giving you the power. We're giving you the power.
And we want to actually hear everyone's vote, which is kind of a sigh of relief right now.
My hope is, I can't make it official, but my hope is, as the season began, season 4.3 began, I said legitimately that I wanted to be just kind of an impartial, let you be the moderator and just kind of let me sit back, at least for a season or two, be a commentator, rest a little bit, and you know, continue doing the show week to week. But I really want other voices to come on and debate. I have one competitor already who I think is going to crush it and kill it. And I fear facing them because if I get fucked over again by you and I have to take this person on, I may eat a loss because they're very, very good. And I have another competitor who, once I told them who they'd be competing against, is now trying to back out because they're that afraid.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to be a man of my word. I told people I was going to deliver multiple podcasters. I fell short of that. I had to break my word, kind of break my retirement. My word means a lot to me, especially, you know, if I don't have trust between me and my audience and the audience of the show, then I'm not a very good host. So I'm not going to tell you that I will not be on the finale, but what I will tell you is it's going to be my goal to not be a competitor on that finale. And I appreciate, I mean, this little peek behind the curtain. I couldn't do it this season without all of our amazing guests, starting with Joe from Real Spoilers, the Sweet Pea, the Angel.
An epic two-part
mega episode for the Marvel Cinematic Universe that he stayed up for like 40 hours to be able to record for us based on his work schedule. And we stayed up to the wee hours of the morning to be able to get that into you. And so it started off with Joe. Then we had David Rosen, who was a first-time guest on the show. I guess Joe was, too. But, you know, first-time guest Joe, first-time guest David Rosen. And we didn't know David from Adam, and he came in. He's not a binger. He is now, if you follow his Twitter. And obviously, he's binging movies all the time. You're welcome, David. But he
strapped that rocket to him.
Yeah, we strapped the rocket to him, man. Put a rocket in his ass, gave him a push to the moon. And now, like, he's... You know, we have a rapport. I hope to work with him more in the future. Maybe have him back on. I'm going to wait to see if he invites me back onto his show or on his show for the first time, because this is a quid pro quo world, David. So you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
Show me some love.
Yeah, especially after trying to subvert the the results of the season. And if you really think about it, he was trying to subvert the results from the very beginning by adding Dead Heat to the guest list.
God, that was the first surprise of the century.
Yeah.
Besides the second that sunk my ship.
Yeah. Then you filled in, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
The Lady Juan was next. She came on from Screen Fix and did a guest appearance, her first on the main show. She had done a bonus feature for us, or with us. And she came on, and everybody talked about how charming she was. And yes. So we're going to have her back on in the future. So excited about that. We're going to have her on next season. And I wouldn't give Independence Day a 10 out of a 10, but...
yeah, she admitted that it was all nostalgia, and no one argued with her.
Well, how can you argue with a lady?
No. And at the end, I was like, maybe it does deserve 100.
I was not. She didn't have me convinced, but you know, I just... Some hills aren't worth dying for, and other people's childhood is not a hill that I want to be the guy. It's like, your childhood is wrong. My nostalgic memories are right. Your nostalgic memories are wrong. So that's not what the show is.
Yeah, no, but there's a benefit of having your childhood be dead to you anyway.
That's very true. That's very true. Thanks, George Lucas. And then we had our Down Under Dirty Chai, our sex freak and video maniac.
Whew.
My own personal sexual Xanadu. My heterosexual Olivia Newton-John. We had Paul, and we broke his brain. We broke his brain. We broke his spirit. He had to talk about 7 movies. He didn't like any of them.
Which we intentionally had him on because he likes horror movies. We didn't mean it this time, we swear.
Well, I really didn't.
Did you mean it?
No, we really didn't. He was convinced that we had him on to torture him, but that was legitimately not the plan. The plan was I want to have him on for movies I think that he would like. The list that was given to
about the last two.
Correct. The list that was given to us was the Halloween franchise during Halloween time. Why the hell wouldn't you want to have a horror movie guy on, right? He signed up for it because he hadn't seen him in 30 years. And he's like, yeah, this would be fun. And then he was tortured by it. And then he blamed us because, you know.
Paul and Jason lose their shit. Lose their shit. Lose their shit. Here, Paul and Jason lose their shit at Bing Movies.
but he did a great job as always. I love talking with him so much. Concurrently with this episode, I will be guest appearing on The Countdown on the main show, which means I will be meeting Wayne for the first time ever, and we're going to have a laugh-off.
Eat all the asses, man.
Yeah, we're going to have a laugh-off and see who can laugh more in an episode, me or Wayne. And
did you almost say ass-off?
Did I say ass-off? I said laugh-off.
It sounded like it almost went to ass-off. We're going to have an ass-off, which would be equally entertaining.
If we had an ass-off, I don't know about the shape or size of his ass. I don't know if he's dragging a wagon back there. What I do know is he's into ass play, and that's undiscovered country for me, Combat Jones. I don't I don't get down like that. But I could. I mean, you know, it's 2020 and things are turning around, so I could be convinced.
I think, and Wayne would be the one to do that.
Wayne might be the one to convince me. That's right. So
scales on the ass.
What's amazing is they're flying me out to Australia. So as soon as we're done recording this result show, I'm getting on a plane. I'm heading out to Perth, Australia. The last time that I went out there, I woke up with different shoes on and my clothes were disheveled. I made the mistake of looking into Paul's deep blue eyes, and I went into the sunken place. This time, I'm not going to do that. I've got polarized sunglasses I'll be wearing, and I'm just going to kind of look at Wayne the whole time. So
that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just can't trust Paul. I love the guy. No. I can't trust him. Mm-hmm. Every season we try to do better. We try to grow. If there are things that you like about the season, the best thing you can do for us is go on to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, write in the review what you love about the show, and maybe some things that you think we could improve, or you could email us, bingemovies@gmail.com, and tell us what you love about the show. We know that we have listeners all around the world, and we've been fortunate enough the last few months to chart, to be on podcast, film, and TV charts in like 10 different countries, none of them America, ironically, but and certainly not Arkansas. We've never had a single listener in Arkansas. Now that gives me, after this week, at least 2 reasons to tell Arkansas to go fuck themselves.
That makes me feel a little proud, though.
Yeah.
We might have some taste here.
Yeah. So, we've got listeners all around the world. We'd love to hear from more of you. Follow us on social media and email the show. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love. Tell us what's working for you. We're always trying to make the show better. And, of course, as we close this season out with a new entry into the vault, we'd be remiss if we didn't tell you what was coming up next on the podcast. So what's coming up next is that we're going to have a series of sponsored episodes. Some great binge lords from all over the world have sponsored some episodes and have asked us to do content for them. And so we're going to be dropping some sponsored episodes that are going to be different formats and stuff we've ever done before. Similar in the same vein, but different at the same time, that we hope you guys enjoy. And that's thanks courtesy of generous binge lords. I know there's some other talk of some other folks sponsoring some episodes, so we might be able to get those out to you here before the end of the year. Yep. And if you want to sponsor an episode, you could go to bingemovies.podbean.com, hit the donate link. You'll see three options. The lowest option, which is for $5, is for a Binge Movies vinyl waterproof sticker. It's 3 by 3 inches. It's a pretty decent size. It's high quality. And you can deface the public with it. Just put it on a stop sign somewhere. or slap it on a water bottle or put it on your kid's lunchbox and send them to school to rep the brand. And when other kids ask, we start getting 8-year-olds tuning into Binge Movies. We start getting angry moms writing in because we're not safe for work property. We can tell them to go fuck themselves. So let's just instigate some problems with some white moms. Let's go. Let's get some Karens protesting Binge Movies. That's how I know we've arrived.
Yeah, I don't think we've dipped in the Karen market that much lately.
No, we have the female psychopath serial killer market locked down. No Karens.
It's real close to the Karen. That's really close, though. Those are kind of adjacent.
I prefer the serial killers.
I know.
They got a better sense of humor.
I know. Yeah. I know you prefer them.
Karens take themselves too seriously. You can sponsor an episode, get a sticker, or you can sponsor a feature presentation review for $10 or for $25. We will do a ranking episode. You give us 5 films. And we will rank them, and we will try to come up with creative and special ways to do that so that we're giving you a little bit something different than what you're used to in the show. That helps us out. That helps us out with production costs. But also, sometimes people are just like, I wish you guys would just cover this. We get that all the time. When are you going to do this? When are you going to do this? A lot of times we've got it on the list, but it's for, like, later in 2021. So if you sponsor it, we can move some of those movies up a little bit quicker. So if you want a direct pipeline to your personal taste and binge movies, I will give you a fair warning because we've gotten tweets that people love the show, but that we shit on their childhood favorites.
Yes.
If you ask me to review your favorite movie and I don't like it, I am going to be honest and I might shit on it. And the thing is, everybody loves it. The point of this podcast is not to shit on movies, right?
No.
But some movies are worthy of shitting on. And everybody loves it when you shit on a movie until it's a movie they love. And then all of a sudden they're offended, right? But every movie is some movie that somebody loves. Right? So
yeah.
You got to keep that in mind.
It's like saying, hey, Jason, is my kid cute? You don't want to ask that question because he'll tell you.
This is very true. It's all right.
She's got a good personality.
Yeah. She's going to have a great... she's going to have a great career in the Postal Service in the back.
She's going to have plenty of time to focus on her studies.
We're gearing up for the next season. We're going to come back with season 5.1 in 2021. And the slate of movies that we have for you is crazy exciting. It's going to have, as always, monster franchises, fringe cult movies, overlooked films, things that maybe have been forgotten to the passage of time. Some of the top grossing movies of the 90s will continue with that. And in 2021, we will be closing that out. We're getting to the finish line. We've got 97, 98, 99. So we've got just 6 more of those episodes, which we should close out next year, which is pretty exciting. But we'll be back pretty early into 2021 with our brand new season. And like I said, we're going to have some holidays. Bonus features for you. We're going to have some sponsored content we're going to be putting out that some binge lords paid for. We're going to have some instant reactions to some of the Academy Award films that are going to finally be released to streaming. And, you know, just whatever else comes up. And, of course, we're going to have a crossover on the countdown.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and listen to me over there as well. So we're going to have plenty of content for you for the rest of this year. And then the holidays are coming up and all that sort of great stuff. So it's hard to believe, Combat, that we, with the way everything shook out with COVID. And obviously, like, our podcast is the least of all worries, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The way everything shook out, like, we had months where we were not putting out episodes or just putting out stuff sporadically. And we had our listener lockdown polls. We let the listeners decide. And then you and I would do these emergency reviews based on what fans wanted. And there were no movies released in theaters really this year. And so we didn't get to do hardly any instant reactions. And I haven't been to a movie theater since The Invisible Man, which was like back in around Valentine's Day. I don't want to say there was ever a moment where I didn't think that we'd be doing this. I just didn't know how we would continue and do it.
You look at the landscape of everything and how everything, like you said, I think you said perfect, everything was in chaos. And you're trying to figure out how do we do this thing we love when the medium in which we love is kind of at a pause.
Yeah.
You and I don't even meet in the same place anymore where we used to meet in the same room all the time. So there's just things that change and everyone's life is changing and we're finding new ways to do the things we love and to continue doing the things that fulfill us. And it's just, it's a bright spot for me, right? I mean, obviously the way things just shook out this week have been a bright spot for me with the election and different things like that. But
minus you getting trounced yet again. In the binge movies, last movie standing poll. You cheated and you still lost.
Hey, that's a familiar refrain right now.
Get fucked.
But if someone cheated and lost between the two of us, I'm glad it's me, in all seriousness, because we've got a lot of things to do. And not to get too far into it, everyone's having a rough go at 2020.
Yeah.
And this show, for me personally, no one's heard my voice before all this shit went down, but now you are. But it's been a bright spot for me. You know, it's been a bright spot to talk about movies on the podcast. It's a bright spot to tweet different people and have a conversation on Twitter. It's just a bright spot. It gives you a reason to almost like wake up and spend part of your day doing it. And for anything else, that's what this season was. It was something to do, something that's fulfilling in a year where everything is almost anxiety building.
Yeah.
This has been kind of a release and a relaxation. And it really comes down to watching movies, which I love doing, speaking with people who I love speaking with, meeting new people, and just having something to move forward to. And I hope everyone listening has that. And if we've in any way, this is going to sound really weird, if we brought some kind of normalcy to your life, which I'd never thought I'd hear us say.
Maybe not normalcy, but maybe escapism.
Escapism. So one or the other. I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Big plans for this year. Stuff got obviously derailed. And then the question, of course, is with everybody's life being derailed and much more important things than podcasts going on in the world, is anybody going to listen with us having these interruptions and the ability to do our show and do our rankings and eliminations and do what we do here in our reviews? And what I want to say is that we've had a very hardcore, loyal group of listeners who have stuck with us. We've gained quite a few listeners this year, thanks largely due to the word of mouth of that hardcore group of listeners that we have and the great and generous podcasting guests that we've had on. And we've really genuinely been able to, you know, we pull back the curtain a little bit, but I want to sincerely thank our listeners because when I fired everything back up, it was like, is anybody even going to be there? And you guys were there and you guys were listening and you guys have shared the show and you guys have done so much and you guys have followed us on Twitter. Many of you, we want the rest of you to join the party too, but many of you already are and we're connecting and you guys you guys have been a bright spot for me to make the show worth doing because we're legitimately binging these movies and trying to rank them and make sense of them. And and review them and think about what really is worthy of preservation and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And obviously there are worse jobs in the world, but like we take that part seriously. I take that part very seriously. And I want you guys to like the content that we're putting out. So when I hear back from you, when you guys are choosing to hit that download button or that subscribe button, and you're listening every single Tuesday, for hours at a time, it brings joy to my heart. And when our guests, like I've just had, I can honestly say being able to connect with the guests and the other podcasters who before this year, before 6 months ago, we didn't even really know, being able to connect with those fine folks. I mean, we, for Halloween, we did a watch party. And, you know, just as a, hey, just kind of a, hey, if you're following us on Twitter, we're all going to fire up a Halloween movie at the same time. We let people vote on that. People picked 2009's Trick or Treat. And we had Professor Horror, a.k.a. Ryan Alteri, from 10 million different podcasts on. And, like, he was the host for it. And we connected with even more people. And, and it was wonderful. And so if you... Where if you're another podcaster and you've listened and you were a part of that, and there were so many other people who reached out and said, oh, I couldn't make it that weekend. Can you guys do this again? We want to do this again. Can we? So, like, that's the thing. Like, when we say, hey, follow us on social media, it's not just because we're trying to shill for the podcast, but because in a very real way, there are existing, obviously, podcasting listener communities and that sort of thing and podcaster communities, but... There's a something forming here, and that we're a part of that is really cool, and we couldn't have any of that without the folks that you hear as guests, and we couldn't have a show without them, and we legitimately 100% could not have a show without you. And so I know you're maybe not used to hearing me speak so romantically towards you, dear listener. I'm not trying to seduce you, but if that's what you want,
not all of you.
Not all of you, but if that's what you want, go ahead and hit that donate button. Daddy likes a donation.
Daddy likes a 5-star.
And hit that donate button and sponsor an episode. Follow us on Twitter. Leave us a review. Do all that sort of stuff. Let us know who you are so we can connect with you. We're having a great time doing the show, and we hope you're having a great time listening to it. We're going to give you as much content as we can to the end of the year, and then we're going to come back for season 5.1, and we're going to keep adding stuff to the vault, and we're going to keep continuing to come up with new bonus features, new ideas, new ways of keeping the show fresh and interesting, giving you all the parts that you love, making it better for you season by season, episode by episode. That's our goal. We spent a lot of time thinking about how can we make the show better, and who can we have on that would be great for the show. Not just to have another warm body on a mic, but people that we think would actually offer something to our audience. In a shitty, shitty, shitty year, I could not be more humbled by the goodness and generosity of our fine binge lords and our podcasting friends. It's been a hell of a ride, and we're not done yet. So on that note, I have an official statement concerning my career as a competitor in Last Movie Standing. It's very, very short. I want to inform the binge lords that they have earned a rest from my hot takes. But if the forces of evil should rise again to cast a shadow on the heart of this podcast, call me. Until next time, binge on.